This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
All right, we're a day removed from the Broncos losing in the AFC Championship, and now we kind of try to move forward here of what's next for the Broncos. Can they run in this thing back? We'll get into that today. Also, a chance to update folks on the state of basketball in this area. And aside from the Nuggets doing it without their superstar, it ain't good. Got some good guests coming up on the show today. It's going to be a busy one. It's going to be a fun one. Buckle up. The whole show starts now. A little bit. I'm ready to move on. I'm ready to look forward to the future. You have a young quarterback in Bo Nix that will probably get better if you can do the right things. And you have a backup quarterback. Mike, what more can I say? I mean, there's wild takes out there. In fact, let's do this. Let's get to the good, the bad, and the ugly. Presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more, go to fmsbank.com/KFKA. The good. It was a good season, guys. It was a great season. You made it to the AFC Championship. Nobody thought you'd be there. Nobody thought you'd be a number one seed. Michael, you think that every year. You don't count. Sorry, that was mean. But true. The bad for me is the Stiddy hate, man. I saw a take yesterday from guys respected in the same industry that I'm in. So they don't even want him to be the backup here anymore. Just don't even want him in town. There's like 10 good starting quarterbacks and 10, maybe 15 good starting quarterbacks. And you're complaining about the backup quarterback? Who else would you want? The ugly is the other hate towards Sean Payton. I don't get that one. I tweeted last night. I just irritated, man. If you think that Sean Payton was the problem, you're the problem. You're not, again, are we living in the same universe? This team was stranded in a world of nothingness. No playoffs. Churning out new head coach after head coach and quarterback after quarterback. And we're sitting here saying Sean Payton's the problem? You haven't gone to the... Before Sean Payton, you hadn't been to the playoffs since 2015. You went through how many head coaches? Four? How many quarterbacks? A dozen? And Sean Payton's the problem? His play calling's the problem? His decision-making at times is questionable, but I bet you we could take any head coach in the league, Mike, and point to areas in games where they went for it when they shouldn't have, when they called this play when they shouldn't have. Another take that preparing Will Lutz to kick it in snow because he'd never kicked in snow before. What are we? You want Sean Payton to create snow for Will Lutz to kick it in?
Yeah, you're going to have to shut down a mountain.
What are you going to do? Bring him up to the mountains, I guess? Field trip day.
That's ridiculous.
We're going to the mountains and you're going to kick field goals all day. Although it's not a terrible idea.
Well, Broncos, if you want to use that idea, I would like to be paid for it.
Yeah, Michael is the special ops, and we're going to take Will Lutz up to the mountains to kick field goals, and we're going to take Jarrett Stidham up to the mountains to throw passes so they can prepare for the
forwards.
Snow. Yeah, forwards pass. The takes are wild to me.
They don't surprise me. It's a lot of people who they got. What I was surprised by was the city getting behind Stitty.
Everybody like, changing their profile pictures and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. He don't, like, if he had gotten any more popular, they would have made a music video, like a Willie Beeman music video, because suddenly he was as popular as Willie Beeman. And then like now he's like the number
the
one
most
enemy.
Hated
I'm
guy
like, wait a minute,
Denver,
guys.
Right.
What's going on here?
What did you expect?
He is a backup quarterback. I didn't expect him to make that bad play.
No.
But that was a bad play.
But I expected
play.
Him to make a bad play.
He's a going backup. I could understand him. He only had one turnover.
Well, he did have the interception.
Yeah,
late.
That doesn't count.
Yeah.
I mean, that I was that's basically like I just, end of the game.
There's always blame to go around. You make yourself you set up you're kind of your own worst enemy, I guess, because nobody expected you to do anything, and then you did something, and then when you didn't do the other thing, it's now Sean Payton's not the right guy. Their backup quarterback is the issue. That's the issue. They're never going to win a Super Bowl if they have Jarrett Stidham as backup. Who do you suggest? What other backup quarterback are we saying, oh, that guy, Philip Rivers? Let's go call him. We should have called him. Cam Newton? Let's go do that. Let's run that route.
Let's go bring in Kurt Warner.
I just, the aftermath of all of this is insane to me. And, you know, I went off yesterday about the whole, if Bo's in, they're winning easily. Well, the problem is you're setting yourself up for false hope again. Because you're pretending that Bo has arrived. You actually said it yesterday, Michael. I had to trick you into this, but you said, I need to see another year out of this guy before I'm confident that he's going to be worthy of a big-time quarterback contract. You said it.
Well, I said, as an owner, if I was negotiating, yeah. I would tell his guy to make him do more stats before I gave
more,
him lots
you're
of money.
You're going to tell him to do more stats.
That's yeah, do more
tell,
stats.
That's what Bo Nix needs to do next season is to do more stats.
Do more stats, Bo.
Big Hub says, sounds like the Broncos weren't prepared. What do you mean by that? Because their defense was lights out. That's been the strength all year. Couldn't run the ball. Haven't been able to all year.
Tough to prepare and with a backup quarterback in 1 week.
Had a backup quarterback in 1 week. And this is not an offense where you said, oh, they've got all these dudes. It is what it is, man. That's why we're going to have the free agency talk today. And we're going to get into what the roster potentially could look like next year. But defensively, great. If you can run that back, let's do it. We'll talk about it. Alex Singleton's name is certainly up there. Justin Sternad's name is certainly up there. But offensively, do you want to run that back? Outside of the offensive line, do you want to run that back? No. So I guess as far as like they weren't prepared... That's
nobody's prepared
what they
to
knew.
Lose their starting quarterback.
I picked the Broncos to lose Friday on the Picks of Friday. Everybody knows that, which is over now. Guess we could do a Super Bowl pick. The reason for that was Bo Nix or Jarrett Stidham. I didn't think they had the offense to combat New England's pretty darn good defense. And I thought Drake May would be something extra, too. But then the snow hits and all bets are off. Let's see. I got texts coming in. Big Hub says, just from the excuses, that's why I say that. I just don't know if there's excuses. Were there bad decisions in this game? In that game? Yeah. Did Jarrett Stidham have a terrible turnover? Maybe one of the worst turnovers in Broncos playoff history? Sure. Maybe. Did Sean Payton make the wrong decision by going for it on 4th-and-1 with no run game and a backup quarterback? Probably. Did the snow and those dismissing the snow are out of their minds. I want the guys dismissing the snow next time. I want them to go out in the snow, and I want them to, if they're radio guys, I want them to do their full show in the snow. No coat, just like they would regular dress up for their radio show. And I want them to see if a 3 hour, whatever it is, 3 hour radio show sounds as good as it would in the warm studio. Because I'll tell you right now, it wouldn't sound that great for me.
Let's see if their equipment holds up.
Right. So don't dismiss the snow. It happened. No points were scored after the snow hit. It was cold. It was a blizzard out there. It was miserable.
The Broncos didn't have a running game.
They didn't have a running game, and they didn't have one all year. And that is somewhat on Sean Payton, yeah. But you those of you that really want to get rid of Sean Payton, like there's actually people calling for that. That, oh, with a better coach, this team would have, you know, not so arrogant, not so stuck in their ways. They would have ran the ball. I think there's things Sean Payton needs to do better. I think that is a priority this offseason, is mentally and physically to get better in the run game. And what I mean by mentally is commit to it in the offseason. Go back to the lab with your coaching staff, which is going to be very different, and figure out how you can run the football. I still think throwing in some packages like Baltimore does wouldn't be the craziest thing in the world. Travis, the new guy, texting in, wow, look at Michael talking like a normal person this morning.
I am a normal person.
Well,
Brady, my question for you was going to be,
okay,
in today's day of delusion, because apparently a lot of people out there are delusional.
Yes.
Who's more delusional? Me, who believes the Broncos are going to win every game wake up every Sunday morning, I got the faith.
Yeah, that's pretty delusional.
Or other people?
I would say you. I would say you.
You don't believe in the faith? You don't have the faith?
Uh-uh. No. I picked the Broncos to lose on Friday. So, I mean, that to me is the most delusional take there is on the planet, probably. Probably on the planet, in the world, yeah, is thinking any team is going to win every single game. And not being able to mentally disconnect from your fandom, your obsessive fandom nature, not being able to disconnect from that is mind-blowing to me. Like, if pressed, you pick this team to win every game. Even when it was Nathaniel Hackett head coaching Russell Wilson, you picked the Broncos to win every game.
I did. You know, I did, yes.
That's tough. That's a tough go. You picked them to win every game when it was Trevor Siemian at starting quarterback.
I had the faith.
That's wild to me. And then Travis says, yeah, then he had to go and ruin it. Yep. You got there for a second. You sounded logical, and I was proud of you. I get tired from this show, man. My back hurts because I carry it every day.
My knee hurts because I'm carrying you every day.
Somebody had commented on my ex account after I shared a podcast and said, why do you hate your co-host so much? And first off, you're a producer, okay? Let's not get full of ourselves. And I said, I said, hate is a strong word. Loathe entirely actually makes more sense. Fair or unfair?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still stuck on the co-host thing.
Yeah, I mean,
do you call me co-host from now on?
You don't get co-host honors if you don't do interviews. You have to interview people. You have to ask questions. You can't just stand back there and be scared when people come on the show. You have to ask questions.
I didn't know I had the opportunity
to
ask questions.
You do not. Let me just say that. You do not. So you'll never get there. You'll never get to that status.
Okay, so no asking Sundance Wicks questions.
Or anyone. Like, you can ask the texters questions. That's fine. Whatever. You can ask, because they can take it. We can choose what we allow to derail the conversations. But when we're interviewing people, you're not allowed. Like, it's a no-no. It's not that I don't
have... I think it should be a yes-yes.
It's not that I don't have faith in you. I just don't.
What if the voice guy comes on and say, here's Brady Hull and Micah Kilpatrick.
Mm-mm. It's the
Does
whole show.
Does that make me co-host?
No. Well, I guess, maybe. Travis, the new guy, says assistant to the regional manager. Yes. You would be not assistant regional manager. You would be assistant to the regional manager.
Well, guess what? Raina Wilson went to the University of Washington, so I take that as a compliment.
That he was only one character. Name anything else he's done.
He was in Star Trek.
Again,
you're welcome.
If a tree falls in the woods and you're not around to hear it, does it make a sound? Nobody knows
yes,
that.
Yes, it does.
Nobody
it
knew
does.
That answer.
Science exists, Brady.
Yeah, but that's...
Science trumps philosophy.
Michael Scott, on the other hand, the guy that played him, Steve Carell, has done big-time blockbusters, Mike. So, yes, I'm Steve Carell and you're Rainn Wilson. Fair? Yeah, that's fair. I like that. Assistant to the regional manager.
Go Huskies.
I just... Listen, we're gonna turn the page. The Broncos are probably gonna have like $34 million in cap space. What will they do with that cap space? They're gonna take care of guys. First off, I sent you the J.K. Dobbins clip. Do you want J.K. Dobbins back? It's hard to refuse this guy when he's saying stuff like this.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a Bronco. Yeah. I'm a Bronco. I'm a Buckeye, and I'm a Bronco. I wasn't drafted here, but I do firmly believe that I'm a Bronco and love everyone here. I even love you guys. And sometimes that's hard because, as I can recall, at the beginning of, like, in the summer, you guys were in it. You were predicting, like, 700 yards for me rushing throughout the whole year. I got that in 10 weeks, almost 800. So it is hard to be, you know, hard to like you guys, but I like you guys.
What are the things about this organization that make you want to stay?
Yeah, so it starts with the ownership. They get us everything that we need to be successful here. And it starts with, like, the hyperbaric chamber. Like, I was able to get back on the practice field 2.5 months, right? Where'd he go? He left, but I think he said 2.5 months, and it's because they gave me everything I needed. Like, there was things I would ask Mr. Penner, and he would get it to us. He would get it to me. And then, like, my man, Coach Sean Payton, I love him to death. Like, he's one of my favorite coaches ever. And then Coach Lou Iene, too. It's been a great process with everyone here. And then the O-line and just, like, everybody. The brothers, like, defense. I even felt like I was part of the defense, like, because they wanted me here. Coach VJ wanted me here. The defense wanted me here, probably more than the offense. And so it's just been a great time here in my short time. And I think that I'll be here. Hopefully I will. And I think I'm a Bronco for life. So, yeah.
How do you not want that guy?
I want a jersey.
How do you not want that guy back? And to get him for probably a few million? Maybe, I mean, I'd sign him. I'd try to lock him up for a two-year deal. And so let's finish your career. I don't know how long this guy's going to play, but he played 10 games, and he had 772 yards and four touchdowns. He was, before he went down, Michael, he was the MVP of this offense. Before he went down, if you said, hey, what is the strength of this team, I would have said J.K. Dobbins. When they commit to running the ball, he's the strength of this team. He averaged 5 yards a carry. Pretty good. He said, Chris, you are holding back, Michael. The potential could explode. Go Hawks. You feel like that? You feel like I'm holding you back from realizing your dream as mega radio superstar? Am I holding you back?
I'm not going to say yes.
Okay. But so I'm the reason.
I'm just going to stare at you.
I'm the reason you're not, like, in the big city with billboards up and your hair slicked back and it's like, my takes are better than yours. You're on a billboard or whatever. I'm the reason that we haven't seen that Michael Kirkpatrick. Not the one that stays in his little dungeon playing with Legos and spaceships. I'm the reason for that. None of that stuff is the reason you're not mega superstar.
I'm not
superstar.
Saying any of that.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you're implying that.
Travis, a new guy. Jerry and Marge Go Large, a great Rainn Wilson movie. All right, I'll stop sidetracking the show.
Oh, you know what? He was in a movie where he was a drummer.
Yes. It tried to be like, didn't it try to be like the Jack Black thing? You've seen the Jack Black movie where he is a substitute teacher and he gets everybody to be in a band or whatever?
I don't think it tried to be that.
He's like an older guy on a kid's band. Like he joins his nephew or something because they needed a drummer, and so he joined them, and that was the premise of that movie, right? So it's kind of like Jack Black's thing. Yeah, similar.
No.
You're in a band with children.
They were like 17, 18.
No, they were pretty young. Go look at the cast. Go look at the cast.
They were 17, 18.
They weren't 18.
In that
they were going to school. They were like in junior high.
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure. So, yeah, the premise is they're an older guy is playing music with children. So they tried to do the same thing. Eastside Chris, would love to see Micah's face on the city bus.
My takes are better than yours on the city bus.
Yeah.
No, Wouldn't it be cool me riding the bus that my face is on?
Yes, that would be cool. That would be pretty cool to see that go down.
Hasn't your face been on the city bus before?
I don't think so. I don't think my face has ever been on a board. I think there's been a logo of the whole show, but not my face.
I want to see that. I want to see the whole show.
Brady with my Hill. Face?
And my takes are better than yours.
I don't. They are, yeah, but I don't need to say that. You guys just know it. You hear what I say. You might have disagreed to start the show. You walk away and you're like, wow, that all made too much sense. I'm starting to learn. I'm starting to learn about sports more. Thank you, Brady. Really appreciate it. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. I want to go through the list of Broncos free agents today, and we'll break that down. Also, we're going to get into we didn't spend any time talking about anything else other than the Broncos yesterday. Rightfully so. We're still kind of in that mode. But we do have to turn the page. We have to take a look at the Nuggets. I thought maybe Joker was going to play tonight. He's not going to play. They're going up against a tough Detroit team. I don't know how they've done it, but they're 9-5 without him. David Adelman is a miracle worker. But this is, I'm doing my podcast. We're talking about coaches, man. We're talking about Sean Payton. People think Sean Payton's the problem. When the Nuggets do lose and Joker's not in and Gordon's not in and Jamal's not in and Christian Brown's not in, I see people online poking at David Adelman. Wow, he needs to be a better coach. And then this morning, I'm doing my two-man game podcast, and apparently there's a bunch of fake Bears fans that are like, Steve Smiley's the problem. He's not a good coach. Like, he's getting attacked online. What are we doing? Like, you're going to lose. Coaches are going to lose. Great coaches are going to have bad seasons. But we just want to blow people out, man. You guys are in such a negative mindset right now. What happened to your New Year's resolutions? My new year, new me. Try to be more positive. No, let's blow everybody out. David Adelman doesn't know what he's doing. They're 9-5 without Joker. Sean Payton doesn't know what he's doing. Number one seed, they go to the AFC Championship while they're in the midst of the Russell Wilson debacle of a contract. Steve Smiley has had 100 wins as the Bears coach. He started in 2020. They just came off of being the regular season Big Sky Conference champion last year, less than a year ago. And I'm seeing people like, he's just not a good coach. He's got one foot in and out the door. I mean, for other reasons, maybe, because he's good. He's probably got other opportunities at some point. That's a wild take. There's just a lot of wild takes, Mike.
Yeah, I don't understand. The internet is a bastion of silliness.
Well, it's what it is. Be logical. Do I want to come on here and say, the Broncos are guaranteed to come back and win the Super Bowl next year? The Nuggets, even though they've had all these injuries, I fully expect them to roll and get the number one seed and beat the Thunder and win the championship. The Bears are going to, they got 10 games left. They're going to win 10 in a row and they're going to finish from the fourth seed and then they're going to win those games. They're going to do that. I don't expect that. I think that's another side of dangerous. But those of you that are just like, these coaches, these players, whatever, it's a wild take, man. That's a dangerous way to live your life.
Yeah, you mentioned normalcy by not normalcy bias. You mentioned what did you mention yesterday? Wow,
I don't know. Lost track.
Recency bias. There we go.
Yeah,
like for some reason, some people just like today. What's happening right now
is
that
what's
person's
happening
entire
forever.
Career.
Right. Bo Nix,
you go on a
great
four-game losing streak, and suddenly it's like we need to clean house.
Clean house. Bo Nix had a great game against Buffalo, his best game, and it was in the playoffs. He's a Hall of Famer. Sean Payton lost with a backup quarterback in a blizzard. He didn't have the right stuff.
He didn't prepare.
Jared Stidham gets thrust into a game, hasn't played in 2 years. He's a backup quarterback. He's terrible. I want him out of town.
Yeah, you had that one really terrible play.
Which will stand out.
The only terrible play he had. He had a bunch of there were some not great plays. There were some plays where he's not on the same page.
Yeah.
Nobody's fault. There were a lot of drops. Can't blame it all on him.
Very similar to a regular Bo Nix game.
Maybe Twitter just needs to have, like, it needs to just be one long paragraph instead of, like, 100-something characters.
Well, you can only have so many, right?
Like, maybe it just needs, people just need to be able to write their entire sermon on there rather than... you know, just a few characters.
I subscribe. I do the blue check mark thing, and people are like, "Ooh, you think you're special." I make so many typos when I get to going. I like to be able to go back and edit. So for me, it's worth it since I tweet a lot.
You can't edit without a blue check
mark? Not without a blue check mark if you don't subscribe. You can't edit your tweet. So you got to delete it and retweet it or whatever.
Oh. And do I have a blue check mark?
You definitely do not. No.
Okay. How do I get one?
Probably have to pay for it.
I'm not going
to
do that.
You'd have to tweet more than twice about Ryan Reynolds and his new bat suit. You'd have to do that more often.
I did want a Darkwing Duck reference in Deadpool 2.
That was your famous tweet. That was your famous tweet. At some point, we will read those tweets again. And I really wish you would start tweeting because it's fascinating to me. It's a thing I like to do in my spare time. And you've only provided me two tweets. So if you could get me more, that would be great.
Should I share my wisdom with the world?
Yes. I think people need to see what I deal with on a daily basis. The listeners know. But to see you post stuff on X would be better than reading a Moby Dick. Would be better than reading Scrappy-Doo comic book or something.
My wisdom isn't free.
Faith says keyboard warriors are ridiculous. Yeah, I mean, be logical. Is Sean Payton the guy, head coach, for the Broncos to get them where we want them to be? Yeah, he is. Do they need to make some changes in the offseason to make that offense better for Bo Nix to take the step that everybody already thinks he's on? He's not there yet, guys. They need better playmakers around him in order for him to take that step. You guys are acting as if he's already there, so then what are we doing? Why spend any money? If you've already got a Hall of Fame quarterback and you would have blown out the Patriots yesterday or Sunday, what day is it? And you probably would have beat Seattle if Bo's in the game, then don't spend any money. I wouldn't. If those people that are saying Broncos win by multiple scores against the Patriots if Bo Nix is in that game, then I'm not spending a dime in free agency. And those of you wishing for that, you better change your tune. If you think that they would have blown out the Patriots with a healthy Bo Nix, then don't spend a dime. Just re-sign all your players, run it back. How confident are you in Bo Nix then? 32 minutes after the hour, let's take a quick break. It's the whole show. We're powered by Mosquito Joe on Northern Colorado Voice. Wow. 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 That was jarring. That was jarring. That woke me up.
Play the song.
That's better than a cup of coffee right there. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK.
No choker, no problem. Hear the nuggets on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally. Like growing up with a bank you can count on. Like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling, like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, Ram fans, this is Ali Farokhmanesh, your head men's basketball coach at Colorado State University, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
La, 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 la.
Uh-huh. Lemons heating and cooling. Man, you're seeing the vehicles all over the place. That means everybody's getting the vibe. They're getting the good word out there that Lemons Heating and Cooling is going to take care of your heater situation. HVAC contractor here in Greeley will service all over Northern Colorado. They got free estimates available. Check them out online at lemonsheatingandcooling.com or call them 970-567-0798. Well, we got Lonster on the First Advantage Hotline. Lonster, what's on your mind, man?
Hey, Brady, how you doing?
You know, I was grumpy yesterday. I feel a little bit better today, but I could probably go either way at this point.
Yeah, I agree with you with this one 100%.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Well, you know what? I'd say, hey, these people, hey, let's keep Sean Payton on and see what he does next year. And you know what? Maybe he just needs to get a few coaches that can help him out a little bit more.
Yeah, when you say, like, let's see what he can do next year, are you saying, like, I need to see something next year from this guy before I think Sean's going to be the long-term fix for the Broncos?
Yeah, I really do.
Really? See, I'm of the mindset, you got your coach. I wasn't crazy about trading first-round picks and all that for him, and he's got a weird history, but he's definitely the man for the job.
He is, but he just needs some help, really, to call some of the plays a little bit more.
Well, it sounds like Davis Webb might be the next head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. I think he's out on the Bills job, but the Raiders are certainly a strong possibility for him.
Good luck on with the Raiders.
To that point that you're saying, like calling plays, I am kind of the mindset now. I don't love head coaches with a face stuffed in a playbook. I think that
no, I don't either.
Managing the feel of a game when your head is stuck in a playbook, it just, to me, what I've seen anyway, lately especially, there's just so much going on. And I'd rather a guy that's managing the game. You know, they design everything in the lab before the game, and he's managing the game, and he has an idea of where he's going, and he approves play calls and all that stuff, but he's not the one giving off the actual play to the quarterback.
No, I don't either. He just needs to get somebody that would help him call a few more plays there once in a while.
We'll see what happens. Could be replacing a guy like Davis Webb, could be replacing Vance Joseph on the defensive side. So it's definitely going to be fascinating to see how the Broncos recover if they lose those two gentlemen.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be very recent for sure.
Yeah. Lonster, appreciate the call, my man.
Hey, you guys have a good day.
All right, man. No go Broncos.
Go Broncos.
Yeah. Got to do that now. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. So Sean Payton is at a press conference right now. I don't know if you got the clip, Mike, I just sent that to you. You can get it. Okay. Well, maybe play. You know, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Come back. You don't need to leave. It's good, though. As much crap as I give you, as far as a producer goes, definitely not a co-host. Far from it. You're one of the best. You're one of the best. I'm saying, hey, there's a clip. You didn't have it, obviously, because you screwed up that area. But you were, like,
You just sent it to me.
I'm sorry you can't be quick, man.
I'm sorry. Here, let me go all the way to the other side of the building
and
check
okay.
my email.
It's right behind
you. Where my computer
is. Your office is right behind you.
Yes.
Yeah, all the way
to
the other side.
Two rooms away.
Well, Sean Payton says they're definitely going to be aggressive in the offseason. They got money. They're going to spend it. He also said the doctors told him about Bo Nix's ankle. It was not really a matter of if. It was a matter of when. He said at some point this was bound to happen. So I guess maybe that's a good sign that it's over with. But he's had ankle issues in the past. We'll see if that's actually a concern. Payton did address the media today saying he's optimistic that Bo will be back to start training camp. The fact that he even has to say that, though, I guess is a little troublesome.
Does he have weak, cowardly ankles, or just does he not have great bone density?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor. Like, I wouldn't
know
the answer.
Because he's going to be like, don't get hit.
Well, he's been
your ankles.
For 2 years, I mean, he's just been, he seems so durable. You know, even the injury that knocked him out and kept him from the AFC Championship game, nobody knew. He barely limped on it. So he was durable even when he had a season-ending injury. 42 minutes after the hour, Mike Brohard coming up in the 12 o'clock hour. We'll talk CSU basketball. Also, it was a special weekend at Moby Arena because Amy Van Dyke and Ruin was there. Gold medalist, former Ram. She's inducted into the Ring of what is it, the Ring of Honor for Colorado State, but she was there. They honored her, so it was a special moment. So we'll talk to Mr. Brohard about that.
She's also married to former Bronco Tom Ruin.
I could have predicted that. I knew you were going to bring that up. She's a gold medalist. She's an Olympian. But, yeah, Michael's going to make sure he brings up the fact that she's married to a former Bronco punter.
I mean, they're both on the same level.
Of course.
Both accomplished a lot.
That is false.
Super Bowl champion.
That is ridiculous. 43 after the hour, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Chris Abshire, Fort Collins, Colorado, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
You know, it's always tough when you get into this first week with your exit interviews, physicals, the finality of it all. We'll have a calendar probably, within 4 or 5 days that'll take us all the way through the start of the training camp, and then we update it once we get the schedule. I don't think, and look, I won't get into depth, but I don't think there are many major medical, like, will they be ready for the start of training camp. I haven't met with Bo yet, but...
All right, so he basically said he doesn't think there's anything that's going to keep guys, I'm assuming, talking about Bo Nix, and probably J.K. Dobbins if they're going to re-sign him. Now, he's going to be a free agent, but sounds like he sure wants to be a Denver Bronco, and I would sign off on that. I do still think the Broncos should be looking for another running back, though. Are we ready to say that R.J. Harvey's probably not your number two? Are we safe in saying that, or do you want to see more from him?
We got to see more from him.
Really?
I mean, we really got to work on his vision.
I saw some moments, but not enough. Not enough for me to look at him and say, yeah, I'm comfortable not upgrading the running back room. I'm comfortable with you being the number two, and I'm comfortable being the number one if and maybe when J.K. Dobbins has another injury.
Hang on, I'm writing on Twitter, commenting on the second clip about J.K. Dobbins here.
What are you saying?
I'm just a keyboard warrior.
What are you saying though? I don't even know what you were saying. You're trying to make a joke, and I don't even know what you're saying.
Well, I'm keyboard warrioring it.
What are you saying though? What is your thought?
My thought is I don't think we can judge. I don't think we can
judge.
Yes,
we can. R.J. Harvey was not good. Consistently, I thought he might be the Joker. It didn't work out. He'll be on the roster, but You find his replacement. You keep him at your three back, and you find somebody else to come in and be your 1-2 punch with J.K. Dobbins.
Well, I can tell you, Jaleel's not your number three. Bidet's not your number three.
So you
might want to get someone else,
Tyler
but
Bidet,
I don't know if you waste a first or a second rounder.
Tyler Bidet is a restricted free agent, meaning he can seek other teams. The Broncos will have an opportunity to match it. Okay, let's take a quick break. Sean Payton also talked about the call that's going to probably go down in Broncos history, going for it on 4th-and-1. He had some thoughts on that. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe. We'll be right back.
A1 Organics Game of the Week on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
Shout, shout, let it all out. These are the things I can do without. Come on.
Which play do you think will stand out in Broncos negative history more? The decision to go for it on that 4th-and-1 or Jarrett Stidham's forward chest pass? Backward forward chest pass.
Jarrett Stidham's.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe so. Apparently the Broncos knew the weather was going to create flurries, but they did not expect the blizzard-like conditions. Is that on coaching staff, or did the I don't know what the forecast was for Denver.
It's on them not paying attention to Cody Wilson.
The forecast here was that it was going to snow all afternoon and into the evening. So that's odd to me because the weather is a part of football. You got to bring it up. You got to know. I mean, there's a reason why when you go look at a matchup, you see the spreads, you see the over-under, and then you see what the weather conditions are like. They put it there, so it's like the most obvious thing that you can get. That you know if it's going to be windy. Derbs would tell you can't do anything in the wind, the dude down the hall. So that you would have to plan for that. And if the Broncos had known, maybe they are loading Will Lutz up into a van and driving up to the mountains and having practice field goals. Because some of you think that that's on Sean Payton, the fact that Will Lutz has never kicked a field goal in the snow before. 11:57 the time. We will get Sean Payton's thoughts on going for it on 4th-and-1 and kind of what was going through his brain. We also got top stories of the day. Mike Brohard will join us. Special guest coming on, one of the brand new sponsors of the program, owner of Foundation Sports Nutrition is going to be joining us as well. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe. We'll be right back.
The This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.